Let's now go to our friend Ian Cope. We'll talk even smaller ball with Ian Cope, who joins us out there in Grays Harbor County. How you doing, Ian?
Might be small ball, Dick, but then, man, I tell you, last weekend was one of the most exciting weekends of football that Grays Harbor County has seen.
Tell us about it. Give us the recap, because you have got a lot of teams out there still in it.
Yeah, we've got three teams, one in the 2Bs and two in the 1As. It was an amazing performance last week by Hoquiam. They jumped out to a 25-0 lead against Meridian and then held on for a 25-20 victory, intercepting a ball in the end zone with under a minute to play. Jordan Sears, who came in to play linebacker when starter Chewy Murrow was injured, ended up coming up with a Malcolm Smith-like interception in the end zone, a deflected ball. That sealed the victory for the Grizzlies, so they stay perfect and move on to the quarterfinals. First time they've won a state game since 1978, and then maybe the wildest end to a game that I've ever seen. Cascade Christian, the defending champions, at home against Montesano. Bulldogs were up on them 19-7 with about 5 minutes to play. Cascade Christian, they weren't going to let this championship go without a fight. They scored two touchdowns and a 2-point conversion to take a 22-19 lead. Montesano was able to move the ball up to the 50-yard line with 2 seconds left. And from there, their Evergreen League most valuable player and starting slot receiver and running back, Tyler Pranty, got open at the 20-yard line, took a Jake Herzog pass, and somehow skirted down the sidelines and into the end zone for a Hail Mary touchdown. It was one of the most bizarre Hail Marys because it didn't actually fly all the way into the end zone. Herzog threw it halfway down the field to about the 20-yard line. And Pranty ran the rest of the way into the end zone for the touchdown to give Montesano the 25-22 victories. And they move on to take on Mount Baker in the quarterfinals coming up tomorrow.
And that should be a great one. I failed to talk to Rex about Mount Baker. I should ask him about that. But what type of info do you have on Mount Baker, if any?
Well, they are a ground-heavy team led by Jed Schleimer and Carson Engelholm. They are a team that just loves to pound the rock. They've got a big tight end, a big offensive line. Schleimer ran for over 2,200 yards this season, had 230 yards last week in the Mountaineers come from behind 47-42 win against Kalama. Engholm ended up running for 148 yards, but it was their quarterback, Mason Bass, who fooled everyone by pulling the ball away from Schleimer on a read option and taking it in from 35 yards out from the game-winning touchdown with about 3 minutes to play. 47-42 was the final in that one. So that lets you know that Mount Baker's capable of putting up some pretty crooked points, even though they are a run-heavy team. I mean, Bass only threw the ball 8 times last week, but the team ran the ball 52 times for over 460 yards. They averaged 8.8 yards a carry. So this is a team that can pound the rock, but they can do it in pretty spectacular fashion going up against the Montesano team that's also a very run-heavy team. They've got 3 running backs in Logan Truax, Kyler Pranty, and Kyle England, all of whom I believe right now are over 500 yards rushing. Pranty's coming up close to 1,000 yards. He's got, I think, right around 600 yards receiving as well. England's their big back between the tackles. He's the fullback who's also got some speed. He's run for right around 600 yards on the season. So Montesano and Mount Baker, they have yards per carry averages that a lot of the times would make receivers happy. That you'd usually see yards per catch averages, like 10 or 11 yards a pop. So they're a pretty spectacular running team. So I'm projecting a pretty spectacular and exciting football game. And the cool thing is it's going to be played right here in Montesano. Remember a couple of years ago, the stadium burned down. They went on to win a championship that year. So they've since rebuilt. They had turf put in this year so they could host playoff games. And now they get to host a quarterfinal game right here in Montesano.
Very cool. The whole town will be out for that one at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. That'll be fantastic. And then the winner of that game takes on we got a rematch, don't we? Didn't Ian Cope call a Kings Hoquiam playoff game a couple years ago?
Yeah. This is one that the Grizzlies look back on with, they do not have fond memories of the Kings night. Kings defeated Hoquiam in 2011 and 2012 in the opening round of the playoffs. That's when Billy Green, who last time I checked ended up going to BYU and Weber State, he was the quarterback then and beat Hoquiam both times, including one at Olympic Stadium. And that was maybe the best Hoquiam team that people have seen until now. Now they've got this air Hoquiam attack. They love to throw the ball. I think they only ran the ball about maybe 7 or 8 times, definitely less than 10 against Meridian last week. So they are a sling it all over the place team. led by Gregory Dick, who's thrown for over 20 touchdowns on the season, threw for over 200 yards last week in the win against Meridian. Hopium goes into this game with a lot of momentum, a little bit of concern after they were shut out in the second half against Meridian, and Dick was really running for his life for a lot of the game. Meridian's defense really came out and put the clamps down on the Hopium offense. It really had been lights out for the entire second half of the season. So, yeah, it's going to be a great game, I think. This isn't necessarily your Kings team of years past when they had the likes of Thomas Vincent and Billy Green at quarterback. Koa Wilkins, not as spectacular, but you can't argue with the guy's effectiveness. I mean, he's led his team to, they're not perfect on the season. The only game that they lost was to Archbishop Murphy, which last time I checked was still playing in the playoffs at the 2A level. So, no, this is a great Kings team. They've got a really solid defense. I think that's what sets them apart from other Kings teams. Those were teams that they just went out and blew everybody away. Didn't really matter how many points the other team scored because Kings' offense was putting up such insane numbers. And now they've got a defense that can really go out there and clamp down on teams. They did a great job against Port Townsend last week in knocking off Port Townsend 24-7. That was a previously unbeaten Port Townsend team. So look for this to be a good defensive battle. I think we could have polar opposite games here. I think that you could see a ton of points scored in the Montesano-Mount Baker game, and then I think Hopium and Kings, even though they've got really capable offenses, I think this could be a fairly low-scoring defensive affair. Maybe the first one to 20 ends up winning this one.
And then we go to the even smaller ball, and you got the number one team in the state in Class 2B, and they get it done easily tonight at Centralia High School. Pale Willapa Valley 47-7 over Morton White Pass.
This is a team that's still in diapers. I mean, this is 2 years in existence, Pale Willapa Valley has. Now, granted, Willapa Valley by itself, great football tradition. PL, great athletic tradition. I bet maybe a little better known for basketball. But, you know, they've got had a good football tradition as well. They ended up combining the two of them and two state appearances in two seasons. You can't argue with that. And now they're the number one team in the state. And I don't know if you saw the other results. Lind-Ritzville Sprague, the team that they were tied with for the top spot, ended up losing today. So there's only one number one team left, and that would be Theo Willapa Valley Trojans. Yeah, they were unbelievably effective against a Morton White Pass team. Led by Braden Elledge, who had run for, I want to say it was about 600 yards in the last two games. He had two 300-yard games in a row coming into this one. He scored a touchdown. Unfortunately, it was the only touchdown that Morton White Pass scored on the day. PL Valley put up 47 points, so it's on to the semifinals for them. And you got to be licking their chops a little bit for the matchup coming up, a possible matchup against Napa Vine. And people that watched the Napa Vine PL Valley game in, I think it was week two, week three, something like that, said it was one of the greatest football games they'd ever watched. Valley won that game 28-27. So people are kind of licking their chops that that might be a rematch there. You know, whoever it is that they get in the Tacoma Dome, it's going to be a great game.
That would be awesome to see. Hey, we appreciate it, Ian. And I just got a message fly across my screen. It says flood warning in Grays Harbor County. So get to higher ground, my friend.
You know, we've been almost blown away this week. We've got floodwaters coming up here. But you know what? Everyone's looking forward to tomorrow. It's like the night before Christmas right now. Everyone's excited for the two games that are going on here tomorrow.
It's awesome. Appreciate it, man. And we'll talk to you in hoop season.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Have a good one.
You bet. Ian Cope joining us from Grays Harbor County, always doing a fantastic job out there, and a big win tonight for Pale Willapa Valley. A couple big games coming up tomorrow, including his Hoquim Grizz.